Blog Talk Radio.
Check.
No.
Check, check. Okay, check. 1, 2.
Let me know when you're ready.
Let's go. What's up? It is Friday evening. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are live on YouTube, Periscope, DLive, and Twitch. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you for being brave enough to hit that share button. What an awesome day it has been. President Trump has been firing these people working in the White House, and liberals are going off the rocker, off the edge, off the hinge, off the chain. They're all upset because President Trump is getting rid of these people that have been doing the wrong thing. The President Trump is firing people that went after him for fraudulent reasons. And the liberal left are saying, oh, he can't do that. He shouldn't be able to do that. It's absolutely backwards. President Trump is retaliating. No, if you have someone that's undermining you and you're the boss, you have every right to fire that person. I want to thank everyone for joining us. We're going to take your phone calls tonight. We are going to take your phone calls tonight, like I said last night, and we're going to get into them a little bit sooner, but we got a few things that we want to talk about what the mainstream media doesn't talk about. So we're going to get into a few of those right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the first one? So my producer, Shannon, will be riding shotgun with me again tonight. So
hey,
what's the first one? This first one is actually all of these crazy. We have one article that we're going to share with you that's not crazy. I mean, it's positive. But we got to get to this crazy stuff here. The first one, I'm pretty sure everyone is aware of this. This is one with Tucker Carlson actually broke it out. Go ahead. Talk a little bit more.
Yeah, we actually had some callers call in and talk about it last night, but it is the New Way Forward Act that is being introduced by 44 House Democrats, surprise, surprise, including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio. They are calling this even more nutty than the Green Deal that AOC introduced. So basically, this new law says, and they're saying it actually has 4,400 words to this new act. They say it's just as big as our U.S. Constitution, and it has everything to do with illegal immigrants here in America,
so
right?
So you can break the law and get away with it.
Yeah, so basically that's what it is, right? So under current laws here in the United States, there are certain laws that you break, such as murder, and sexual abuse, fraud, robbery, that you automatically get deported for. There's some less severe laws that are broken, like racketeering and such, where you serve a one-year sentence here in America, and then they deport you, right? So this bill that they want to pass, if it's signed into law by the president, which you know, if President Trump gets reelected, it's not going to be signed. Anybody else we need to fear. But it says there will no longer be any crimes that automatically require deportation. None. Zero. I mean, not murder, not falsifying your passport, nothing.
Well, I'm pretty sure if you do something toward the liberal left, then they're going to be upset with you. Think about it.
Okay.
If they start deliberately attacking those on the left, then they're going to want to make stricter laws. Then they want to not stricter laws. Then they're going to want people to adhere to the law. But right now, because President Trump is trying to keep us as a sovereign nation, the left, they don't care about it. The left, they want to go undermine this president. That's why they want to keep these yahoos in the White House that's been undermining the president from the get-go. And President Trump say, no, you got to go. You're fired. You're fired.
You're out of here.
And so they're bringing these people in that's breaking our laws in America. American citizen can't break these laws. We go to jail. But the left, they're giving passes to these people that are coming here unlawfully, and then they can break our laws, and we're just supposed to be like, oh, you know what? They're not even American citizens, so they get to break the law. We have to look the other way because they broke the law.
Yeah.
And if you say something about these people that came here unlawfully and you're white, you know what they're calling you? We're going to get into that here in a minute.
I'm actually glad that you brought that up because I need to look up this new bill and see if they've made it to where we can actually review it. But according to a document promoting the bill, criminalizing illegal entry, they're breaking the law coming into the United States illegally, so if you say that it's criminal to be illegal by coming into America illegally, it's white supremacist. Like, literally white supremacist wording is in this document.
So you can't say anything about the actual laws that we have on the books and here in America, because if you do, and they happen to be someone who broke the law that's not originally from here, that means you're racist. See, you know what? Identity politics, I've had people send me messages, oh, Will, talking about racism again, or like identity politics. No, the left, they're the ones that's constantly pushing it. If the left stopped pushing this whole identity politics onto all of us, then I won't talk about it. There won't be anything for me to say. But they keep pushing it.
Yeah. And they say that that's not even the nuttiest part of it.
Oh, the nutty buddy.
Yeah, of course, these Democrats, they just can't help themselves, right?
Democrats.
Right. So it said, what could be even more destructive than changing U.S. law specifically to allow rapists, child molesters, drug dealers to stay in America?
Mm.
How about this? Using taxpayer money to bring the deported, the ones that have already been convicted of these crimes and deported, let's use taxpayer money to bring them back to America. Yes, that is this legislation.
So what's
going to
happen? It makes me think about how they're doing the whole climate change thing. Okay, look, check it out. You pay money to make the climate change problem go away. So here, they want to keep the problem here, so we have to pay money to bring the criminals right back. I mean, this is the left we're talking about. And why do they have this condition? I think the CDC should be notified immediately, because we have liberals running around. The liberal zombie virus is affecting more people on a day-to-day basis. You can see that. Just go over to Twitter. Oh, my goodness, talking about Twitter. If you look at President Trump's Twitter right now, the liberal left is out of their mind. They're so mad right now, they could reach through Twitter and choke President Trump if they could.
Yeah, but let me just say that the thing about them making a pathway for those who previously were deported, they're trying to make a pathway for them to come home after this.
Isn't they're not coming home? They're trying to come back. Their home is where they've been deported to.
Yeah, but they actually are calling it right to come home, right? Oh. That's actually what they're calling it in this bill. First, these people are here illegally. They didn't even really make it their home. Then not only do they break the law by coming here illegally, but then they further break the law by doing a severe crime like murder, rape. That's what we're talking about here.
There it is again. They end up killing an American citizen out in the street because they were drinking and driving. But the liberal left, they give them all a pass. It's okay for them to kill American citizens because you're just talking about American citizen.
Yeah, but you know what's sad to me is that President Trump or President Obama even by his own admission, created DACA, right? He created a pathway for people here illegally to stay here, to go to school, a lot of that. There were certain parameters that they had to follow. He was supposed to create a way for those DACA people to have a path to make America home. He never created, the Democrats never created a path for them to stay here, right? Mm-hmm. They had all this time to make a path, but they just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're going to make a path for people that we deported already.
No, they're making a path for criminals. I mean, look how they're doing MS-13. I was watching Tucker. Even Tucker was talking about how the left is making a pathway for MS-13 because Nancy Pelosi said, oh, these are God's people. They're okay. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Just because they want to come in and terrorize the American people because they want to do all these horrendous, horrible crimes to the American people. Oh, we have to show compassion and love to them.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. They literally can break any of our laws on top of being illegal. And we call this their home.
Right.
They don't care. They don't care about our laws. And if they further break our laws by hurting an American citizen, why are we compassionate to? I don't understand.
Well, they're compassionate to these monsters. It's the same reason why they bring these kids and they separate the kids from these monsters, because they have to find out if they're trafficking these kids or not. Well, the left, they don't want President Trump or anyone to stop these monsters from doing this. It's a demonic thing that we're all seeing. This evil spirit has taken over the planet. And I know I'm like, you know, joking and kidding and talking about, well, you know, it's the liberal zombie virus has taken over the planet, contact the CDC. But it's even deeper than that. It's about the whole spiritual battle that we're fighting. It's about these demonic demons that have taken over the minds of these people. No one in their right mind will support this stuff, but yet they do support it. So you know they can't be in their right mind.
I mean, I just don't understand. They are actually punishing Americans by allowing these people to stay here illegally. And I know I've heard this before. Oh, well, there's far more crimes by American citizens,
mm-hmm.
right? But here's the deal.
Well, because this is America.
Here's the deal.
If you go to Mexico, and if Americans go to Mexico and Americans commit crimes there, they're going to say there's far more Mexicans creating crimes in Mexico. Why? Because it's Mexico.
Right. But here's the deal. If, let's just say, the crimes are 100%, right? And we have illegals, and illegals are doing 10% of the crime. Wouldn't you want to automatically eliminate that 10% of the crime because those people don't live here anyway?
Well, see, now you're being racist.
I am.
You're being racist because you're a white lady. You're being racist because you want the American people to be safe. You want the American people to have their safety, security, sovereignty. So it makes you racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen to that. How stupid is that? I mean, so pretty soon they're going to say, oh, you locked your door? You prevented this murder from coming into your home? You're so racist. I mean, you know what? Even in Europe, when they have a what they call them, like a two-family home or whatever, not a single-family home, they're forcing people, homeowners, to take in people that they don't even know. And then they come in there and they end up stealing from them. They end up harming them.
I mean, does it not make sense? I understand President Trump's State of the Union more and more and more. I understand why he took that forum to call these people out on this nonsense that they're pulling. It's ridiculous. He's warning the American people. They need to stand up and listen.
You're talking about the Democrats?
No, the American people need to listen.
I think the American people are listening. I think the American people, and I think that's part of the reason why the Democrats
except the Democrat leaders.
I mean, that's why the Democrats are scrambling the way they are. I mean, even right now, the Democrats can't even make a decision on who they want to run against President Trump because they know not a single one of them. Mm-hmm. They're hoping, just like doing the impeachment, they're hoping that something will present itself that will unify the American people behind the impeachment. But it never came because it was never there. It was a total hoax the entire time. But now they're trying to wait until they can figure out which one of these candidates are going to be on top. I mean, that's what it is. What's going on?
I was just hearing a popping. I think it might just be my headphones, though.
Yeah, I don't hear a popping.
Okay. So, and talking about the Democrats, I know a couple of people in the chat here said that the Democrats have a debate right now. Yeah, we were watching it very briefly. We were going to kind of see if we could get a soundbite, but quite honestly, it's all Trump bashing, and of course, now they're after Buttigieg because they know that he's the front runner, so it's like, let's get him!
Yeah.
You know?
Well, of course, but, so, you know, they're afraid that, I mean, they're not even afraid. They're at the point to where they either have to attack one another or they're going to have to get behind, pun intended, behind Buttigieg.
Yeah, but could you see Biden was like, I'm the one. It's me. I've done this. I'm the one. He's like yelling at people like, pick me. Pick me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we ended up not even recording it. We're like, you know what? We'll let them fight each other for a little bit, and we'll see what happens after New Hampshire. So
I think they're just – I mean, seriously, the Democrats, like I was mentioning a minute ago, they're so off the edge. They're so off the rocker that they're willing to do the extreme, go to the extreme. You know why they're doing that? Because they see President Trump not playing the same political tactics that all of them have played in the past. They see President Trump not being PC. They see President Trump not going along with the establishment. He is overturning everything. President Trump is waking people up who's never even paid attention to politics. And I'm talking about people that is of the age of 40 plus, 50 plus, and they say, I've never paid attention to it. Now President Trump is bringing so much awareness to what is actually happening into our country. The Democrats feel that they have to go to the extreme. That's why we're sitting there talking about these articles like this. What's this next article? Talking about crazy stuff.
Yeah, so an Indiana university defends graphic, get this, sex and bondage workshop at the college.
Wait. Indiana University defending this graphic sex bondage workshop.
Yeah,
they're defending this.
Yeah, and this article on the Todd Starnes website, it actually shows a video on Twitter of this woman in bondage, and they're actually spanking her with a paddle.
So I think we can actually bring that scroll down on the screen for us there. Scroll down, and let's not play the audio on it. Keep going. You'll see it.
Just
okay.
Turn the audio down.
Yeah, keep going right there. Up a little bit more. Okay. I apologize for anyone looking at this insanity, but this is the sickness of the left.
Yep.
Now, they're defending this, and they're actually demonstrating it. So my question is the guy that's doing the spanking here, is he enjoying this? And the girl that's tied up, is she enjoying it?
Well, the university is actually supporting it because they said that one of the most requested topics by students, this is in the health center, is how to practice safe bondage safety. I'm like, what?
And they're doing this in the open forum.
Yes, this was actually the video that's up on the screen. Is he going to play that? Or
just click it. I mean, we don't need to hear any audio from it.
This was in the dorm hall. This was for anybody that wanted to come and see.
One more time. It does that. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, don't worry about the audio. We don't need seriously, people.
I know.
I mean, perversion, they're already wanting to kill all of our children. They're already wanting to change the children's mind to tell them that they don't have to be little boys when they are. You have a grown man. I saw this video on Crowder last night, actually, when he was at the Women's March. And this black dude, it was a black dude, approached the table, and he was yelling at Crowder, and he said, I'm a woman. He said, I just became a woman. I'm like, what? I just became a woman. So, I mean, whose mind is seriously sound by saying that? If I sit there and I'm telling everyone I just became a woman, rightfully so, you should look at me like I'm a little crazy, like I'm a little off.
Yeah, so not only did they have this demonstration of bondage and how to practice it safely. They provided tables full of whips, paddles, dildos, and other sexual objects. They said the university's, health research, or it's the Health Student Center, said that they wanted to show students how to have a safe, practice safety while doing bondage sex. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't even.
It's disgusting. I mean, this is what's being taught in our schools.
I mean, it's pornographic. It's absolutely pornographic.
I'm curious,
the dorm hall.
How many of you watching and listening, even on Blog Talk Radio, how many of you are happy that this is happening? I mean, there's a lot of people out there in the kinky stuff, but leave it in the bedroom. I mean, seriously, leave it in the bedroom. I guess they're saying, well, it's at a college, right? It's at a university. I mean, really? These are still impressionable children coming to the university.
Oh, absolutely. These are kids that just left their parents' house.
Yes.
Not too long ago, and they're being introduced to this nonsense. And this is our liberal education system at work. These are Democrats passing horrendous bills. This is our university teaching sex and bondage, having sex and bondage workshops. But you know what? We're going to continue this nonsense.
You know why? You know why it's going to continue? Because mm-hmm. Satan is running rampant. Satan knows that his time is short. Mm-hmm. Satan has already deceive so many people, and so many more people are jumping into it, and they're like, I don't see anything wrong with this. Mm-hmm. It's just this is how the left, this is exactly how they're thinking, because I've had conversations with some of these nutty people, mm-hmm. and they're saying, well, you should want to educate. It's about education. The same reason why they're attacking the children, they attack the children and they call it, you should educate them. Educate them on confusing them on who they are, because it has nothing to do with something that you're actually going to need when you go out into society, like balancing a checkbook, how to keep a job, how to do a trade, how to become a doctor, a lawyer. Nothing. They're not even focusing on that.
Mm-mm.
Or teach children the U.S. Constitution. They're not even focusing on that. What they're focusing on is what Satan wants them to focus on, and that is to change the mind of the children and change the mind of the people. Look, this is the year 2020. This is the year 2020, and I had a discussion with you the other day. I truly believe that the Antichrist is on the planet right now. Now, he hasn't made himself known, maybe not to the masses, but I truly believe. Now, could I be wrong? Possibly. But I truly believe, because of everything that's happening in this world today, I truly believe that the Antichrist is walking the planet. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to this next one.
Okay. So talking about, indoctrinating our children in the school district, a government school in California is under fire from parents. When a seventh grade English teacher forced young students, mostly about 13 years old, to do a literary analysis on a story about a transgender makeup artist and his so-called transition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. The controversial assignment, which is still online on the school's district website, as this was being written, instructs students to define transitioning as used in the text. Students are also told to contemplate why the makeup artist decided to share his gender identity. It goes on and on. And the teacher also praised the Netherlands for being the global leader in LGBTQ rights. The paper, this students were given, celebrates the fact that it was the first to allow transgenders to serve in the military and to allow homosexual marriage. So there is a parents and advocates in Chino, this happened in Chino, California, that are outraged over the homework. You know, they say that they're endangering our children. I totally agree with that. But this is what's happening in our schools. This is what's happening in our schools. And, you know, I mean, it's just maddening.
Mm-hmm.
It's maddening. I see one lady on here saying, California homeschooling mama here. Congratulations. You're doing the right thing. I personally homeschool as well. So. Yeah.
So, hey, I want to make I want to say a shout out to Eric, Eric B, 2424. Just want to say a shout out to Eric B, 2424. Eric knows why I'm giving him a shout out. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. Okay, so you mean to tell me that there, I mean, this transgender homework?
I mean, they're reading a story transitioning of a transgender, a male turning into a woman, and he's a makeup artist. And there was a thing online of him coming out.
Why do we need to know that? Why does anyone need to know that? How does that benefit?
How is that a literary now? What happened to Shakespeare?
I mean, seriously, what happened to Tom Sawyer?
Why did you do that for us?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, let's do Kill a Mockingbird.
Wait a minute, what happened to Black History Month?
Yeah, Black History Month. Why aren't we celebrating that?
I mean, they have this as the topic. This is what they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, of course, again, you know, the left is like, okay, well, we don't need black people anymore. Let's push them to the side. Let's push them to the side. See, that's what I like about Republicans and President Trump. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say he doesn't make it like, oh, we only need to do this for black people. We only need to do this for white people. He says, I need to do it for Americans.
Right.
The left, they'd be like, okay, I'm done with you because we're losing you anyway, so we're done with you. We're going to push in this other agenda because it's all based on what Satan wants.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, after the State of the Union, they were all saying that President Trump was pandering to the black people. Isn't that what the Democrat Party does? They pander
every
to everybody.
2 to 4 years, the Democrat Party show up. Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and even AOC, they all get this southern drawl. Y'all need to come on now because they're going to put y'all in chains. As if black people don't understand something else other than that type of dialogue. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they just, yes, 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 we're ignorant black people, so talk to us this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they don't, and no one calls them out on it. I mean, it's degrading. It's despicable. I mean, you don't see. I mean, did Barack Hussein Obama, when he was standing in front of a whole bunch of white people, did he change his tone with them, or did he talk with intelligence? I mean, which one was it? You know, just think about that. But for some reason, these politicians, the ones on the left, because President Trump didn't do that when he went there, you got to lose.
Yeah.
They said, why are y'all still doing this? Why y'all continue to go down this path with the Democrats when the Democrats continuously doing, not just black people, they're doing it to everybody.
Yeah, they're voting for the same people over and over and expect something different. It's insanity.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
No. Did we kill that one? Are we done?
I think we did.
So let's get away from the school craziness.
So you want to go on something real positive here?
No, sure. We're not on positive yet.
Oh, we're not on positive yet? There's still more crazy stuff? Satan ain't done yet, huh? Dude.
This to me, this next thing is even crazy. Because, you know, the Democrats say they're all about democracy, right? Your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Your freedom. So California Democrat introduces a bill that could fine or jail people for not voting. What is this craziness, right? So under the new law, it says AB, that's the bill, AB 2070, was introduced by California Democrat Mark Levine, who is a representative of North San Francisco Bay Area. Not surprising at all.
San Francisco.
Right? The bill would require anyone who is at least 18 years of age qualified to vote by the next election to cast a ballot. The Secretary of State would decide how to enforce the law. It says that the bill would require a person who qualifies, you know, you have to be registered to vote. And if you're registered to vote and you don't vote in any election that's in your area, the Secretary of State can fine you or put you in jail. I've never heard of such nonsense.
This is the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, this is the world we live in. We live in a world where, I mean, down is now up. Right is now wrong. Evil is now considered good. And people still think that the Democrats are someone that we can actually get along with as far as sanity, reality, what is right. I don't, to be honest with you, the Democrats are so far gone. And now I'm not talking about every single Democrat, because there are people out there that don't even have a clue what they're supporting. I hear music. Here. Yeah. Sorry about that. My DJ over here, she's trying to DJ it. If you right-click on the tab up there, you can hit mute. Yeah. So, like I said, do we want to talk about this? Because this is the Democrats are going to get ready to put in. It's just a bill. What was the number of the bill again?
2070.
So they want to put you in jail, or even fine you, or put you in jail if you don't vote. So if that's the case, I can only imagine that they're going to come back and tell you how to vote, because it's your freedom to vote or not to vote. Now, personally, I think you should exercise your vote regardless, because if the left one day they're going to make it to where you can't vote, but here they're trying to force you to vote. So if they're forcing you to vote, I would only imagine that they're going to make it to where you have to vote a certain way. I mean, what is the point in that? I mean, what do they plan on achieving out of that?
I'm not really sure, actually.
It's not even a democracy.
It's just controlling the people.
It's a dictatorship.
You know, and the more laws you pass, the more lawbreakers you have. So, I mean, that is what the Democrats are about. They're about creating laws. They're about control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way they do things. I don't understand, because it could actually work. Well, in California, though, we know that most of the registered voters are Democrats. And maybe
I don't even know if that's actually the case. I think just because the system in California is so jacked up,
they give
that appearance that no matter what, everyone in California is a Democrat, and that's how they're going to vote. I mean, seriously. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have a positive one, right? Do we have a positive one here?
Well, you did open up with a positive note when you said that Trump was firing people.
Oh, wait, I sure did, didn't I? You're fired. Yeah, fired. And I had to go and watch the Communist News Network and MSDNC just to see what they were saying. And they are upset because President Trump fired these people that tried to undermine him, that were lying about him. And they're understanding that, oh, they were telling the truth, and he's firing them because they spoke the truth. Seriously? How many people they think going to buy that nonsense still, even now?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody was testifying against me and they worked in my administration or my White House, I wouldn't want them there either.
No, you got to get rid of them.
It's up to him to have them there or not have them there.
Yeah.
Right? And just the fact that he was acquitted, they may have some other motives that he doesn't know about. So why would he keep them there?
I mean, basically, President Trump, they tried to stab you in the back once, and they missed. And that for you to sit there and think that they're not going to try to do it again, you'd be completely naive.
Yeah. So the last positive article that we have tonight is U.S. job growth surges in January with another 225,000 jobs added. This is just crazy.
That's huge.
Yes. It marks the 112th month of straight gains. You know, a lot of people criticize Trump because they're saying, oh, he talks about the stock market. But you know what, truly? People are working. people's household incomes are up.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all positive impacts that Trump has had on households of all Americans, including minorities, like never before. So that is what scares the Democrats.
Yep, 100%. 100%. And it's beautiful. And, it, you know, they don't even want to give President Trump credit. They're still trying to find some kind of way to give Obama credit for something that he did not do. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so like I said, we're going to open up the phone lines. Let's go ahead and put the number on the screen. The number for anyone that is listening, the number is 319-527-3453. It's Friday night. We can talk about all this craziness, or if you want to talk about something else, it's completely fine. 319-527-3453. If you want to call in and tell us what you think. Now, one thing, the left hates this president so much that they're still like supporting Nancy Pelosi for what she did, doing the wrong thing during the State of the Union. You know that? Did you know that?
I mean, I know AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are happy about it.
Yeah, and then CNN tonight.
And I was just sitting there thinking, okay, you know, Pelosi, you made them happy. Good for you. I don't know if that's a compliment.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Can you unmute that one for me for the callers there? Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the first one here. This is Liz. How you doing,
hey.
Liz?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing
hi,
good.
Shannon. Hi.
I wanted to talk about Vindman. First of all, Vindman also violated UCMJ. That's the military law. He went above his chain of command by doing what he did, number one. And number two, he disclosed where he signed a non-disclosure agreement when he entered the White House to work there. And he disclosed.
Sure did.
Man needs to go to Leavenworth, not get a new job. He needs to go to Leavenworth is where he needs to go. They need to prosecute.
I would agree with you. You know what? They're saying that President Trump is doing this is he's retaliating because he said he came and told the truth.
No, that's the military. They need to be doing their job. That man needs to be prosecuted. Because he is now a precedent. Because if he can get away with it, the guy that took the picture on the submarine for his child, who didn't even think about the fact he had classified equipment behind him and who ended up in jail.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Trump
yeah,
you know, come on.
I think Trump acquitted. Well,
pardon me?
Yeah, Trump did
pardon
him,
yeah, he did.
And, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. The other thing is, too, is I don't know if you know this. I had a laugh on Twitter. One of the guys was saying, who is Joe Walsh? Well, I guess Joe Walsh was the one who was wanting to compete with Trump to be president. The only Joe, and my response was, the only Joe Walsh I know is the one that sings Rocky Mountain Way and that played with Kansas. I mean, with, the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Joe Walsh I know. And he was in you know, the James Gang. That's the only Joe Walsh I know, you know. I mean, come on, get real here.
Yeah.
Who this other Joe Walsh was, who knows, who cares? Obviously, he didn't make an impression. I mean, 97% of the Republicans in Iowa, we haven't gotten a ruling on that yet.
You know what? I saw something earlier while I was just browsing through the Communist News Network, and they said that the Democrat leader, for the DNC there, said that they didn't even use the app.
Oh, isn't that
yeah,
nice?
Yeah, unless I heard it incorrectly, they said he didn't even use the app. And I'm like, what?
Well, you know, think about this. Bernie wants socialism? Well, he got his socialism. His votes all got contributed to everybody else. Well,
Yep.
That's awesome. Good point.
Proud Patriot USA. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let me say this. So we have, I want to say Proud Patriot USA. I saw you pop up on the screen there. Thank you so much. God bless you. one of the things we set up the join, so for sponsors to sponsor the broadcast and to help us sponsor for other videos that we're going to be doing, and they're showing up. They have the special things on there. I want to say thank you so much. God bless you. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's see who's been on here the longest. All right, let's go to this one here. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Eric. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I just want to say hello, Will and Shannon. I'm really concerned about, I know you guys have been talking a lot about President Trump, and I 100% support the guy, and I think he's going to win this year's election. But mm-hmm. I'm really concerned about the coronavirus. I've heard many things going down here in Texas, but I don't know if they're concrete evidence. But I was just informed by one of my, friends in the Air Force that they have a quarantine center here in San Antonio.
Really?
Which they're flying people, yes, from China, over 196 Americans. And today I heard that in Bayonne, New Jersey, they quarantine a cruise ship, and in Japan as well. I mean, this virus is, should be alerting to some people.
You know what? When the virus first showed up, I was talking about how it's biblical what's happening, and I put out this meme. Mm-hmm. Saying that some people think that the not the end of the world, but the end times will be like it is how we see it on TV. It's not going to be like that.
Right.
It's going to be so much worse.
Well, what concerns me, Will, is none of these. I found this on what is this article by San Antonio Express News here in South Texas, and it's not being reported anywhere, maybe on Fox, but I don't see it anywhere on the Communist News Network or any of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're trying to hide something.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Don't want to cause a panic.
Right, and
yeah.
we should be informed as, you know, the whole world. I'm sure the whole world knows, but all we're hearing is conspiracy theories. We should hear the facts, you know. This
yeah.
is a serious virus, and there's already 600 plus cases of fatalities. And, you know, I just wanted to point it out on your show that people need to be alert, more alert of this. I know they already know about it, but it's spreading.
Yeah, because pretty much, like you said, the news has kind of calmed down on the story, but it's still
mm-hmm.
spreading. I mean, it's
yeah.
still a danger,
yeah.
you know, but yeah, people need to be prepared. They do need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you go research that yourself, or you just heard about it, so then you went out there and looked?
One of my friends in the Air Force called me about it, and he said that they just were notified this morning that a plane from Wuhan, China, was flying in with over 150 quarantined Americans.
And what's scary to me is they only quarantined them for 14 days. So. Will, you actually
right.
brought up the point that, well, what happens if they get it 7 days into that 14 days and then they go out in public?
Right.
And then now they have it for 14 days and they're actually exposing other people to it.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's cries
and my,
for help.
My other concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. My other concern is so for the precautionary, you know, procedure, I'm sure it's on a government facility, which is, you know, U.S. federal government on a military installation. But
mm-hmm.
The thing is, what happens if one of, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying it will happen, but what happens if one of them tries to leave, you know, and then it gets dispersed into the local areas?
Well, just, just imagine the people that's not saying that they're sick.
Right.
Just imagine that, because you know without even saying it, someone out there is sick and they're not even saying it, and they're still going, they're walking around.
And what about the plane? The plane is now infected.
The plane is a cargo plane. It wasn't a U.S. air carrier. So that's
okay,
because
I know the one that flew into
California
was a regular airline.
That was a regular airline.
So
yeah,
but there's people.
Yeah, I work for the airline, and you know they're taking precautionary procedures at the airport as well.
Are they? So what kind of?
Yeah.
Well, you were probably gonna ask.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. So what kind of step do they take to make sure that the inside of the cabin is sanitary?
Well, I wouldn't know that expertise because I work on ground below. So, they contracted out that work many years ago. So, I highly doubt that they take those kind of precautions. But
I mean, you would think that they would, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. But they do thoroughly clean the planes day by day. But in that perspective,
do they
disinfect
them though? I mean, cleaning and disinfecting.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, they do. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they. Well, of course, depending on who's cleaning it, but you know.
Yeah. Right.
But mostly it's on the overnight they do that. So.
Right.
And
I think you know what.
I think there should be more strict mandations on that. You know, it's a real threat right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize. Yeah. So hey, thanks guys for taking my call.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Okay, I wasn't going to bring this up until next week because we're kind of like starting a new thing here. But if you could put that up on the screen for us. Right now, because of everything that's happening, we have to prepare. We have to prepare what's taking place in this country. So right now, if you go to preparewithuaf.com, go to preparewithuaf.com. You see that right there on the link. Right now is the time to get ready, get prepared, because you don't know. If the coronavirus hits America the same way it hit China, do you know what will happen to the grocery stores? They're going to shut them down. People are not going to be able to go out the way they can that we have in the past. So we need to prepare now. Scroll down for me. There's absolutely that's my bad. So right now, I mean, they have a 2-week supply and a 4-week supply. I just ordered the 2-week supply, and I'm looking to do the 4-week supply because it's so scary with the coronavirus. And I don't think China is telling us all the truth. I don't think China is being completely upfront with it. Okay.
But there's also a link to the these items on our website, unitedamericafirst.com.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next call here. Hello, which name were you calling from?
Hey, my name is Lola and I'm Missouri.
Okay, you're really there. You're really low. Can you get a little bit closer to the phone for us?
Okay. Okay, is this better?
Yep, that's better.
Okay, I called you last night, but I wanted to ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I went on your website and I tried to find your. You said you have an address on there now.
Yes, ma'am.
And I couldn't find it, so I was wondering if you could give it to me because I'm not really computer savvy and all that stuff. So I want to make sure it's the same one I've been sending. Been sending you money, but I want to make sure it's the same one I've been sending you to.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah, it's
so,
just the bottom of our website. But,
I said
I was going to put it at the top, and I didn't. That's my fault.
Our web designer was going to put it at the top. So we'll work on that. Do you want to say what the address is right now?
Can you email me?
Is it a post office box?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, no, it's actually an address.
It's not a post office. It's a suite, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't have that one. I've been sending it to a post office box number. Because when you had that dude on your show, that other guy, you know what I mean? I can't remember his name, but that's the address he gave me to send it to. So, anyways, but the thing of it is that I would like to know that it's getting to you, you know what I mean, and stuff. And do I send an email to your phone number? Is that how you do it?
No, to this number, no. Can you, if you go to our website,
let me put the website up on the screen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that way
okay.
you can just look at the screen here.
Can you see? Are you somewhere where you can share?
Yeah, I got my. I'm on two different phones. I'm on my house phone, and I'm still got you on my internet. So.
Okay.
On my internet phone.
Okay. So go ahead. Let's put the website on the screen there, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna show you exactly where to go. So it's probably a little delay on your end. So once you go to the website, all you have to do is just scroll down to the bottom. And once you get down to the bottom here.
See, mine doesn't scroll. When I bring you up, it's got all these different shows and stuff to pick from and stuff like that, because I go to UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Uh-huh.
It has news articles, You have to go all the way towards the bottom to the. I'll
and it won't
it
let
at,
you go.
I have scrolled up and down that thing forever, and I still can't find it. So
okay,
anyways,
apologies.
I'm wasting everybody's call time here. So
I'm gonna fix it for you
right now.
At this very moment,
okay.
I'm gonna put the address up at the top, and you'll be able to see it here very shortly. Okay.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay.
It's okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's go to the next phone call here. For everyone that's seeing on the screen right now, I actually had the opportunity to interview Dominic Silk. That video is on the YouTube channel as well as the Facebook channel. Awesome ladies, powerful interview. It was a great, great honor and privilege, and to have the connection with them, because, you know, they were with President Trump at the State of the Union, then at the Super Bowl. These young ladies are with President Trump just about everywhere he goes. It's just really amazing. So, all right, let's go to the next call here. Give me 1 second. We're going to go to it. All right, here we go. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Will, it's me, Sandy, from Minnesota.
Hey, thanks for calling.
How are you doing?
It is Friday, still alive.
Yes, we're alive, thank God.
Yes.
I don't want to kind of pee in everybody's cornflakes or anything, but, I was listening this morning to Fox News, and I was listening to, you know, other things and stuff about this coronavirus. Here's the thing is, you know, it's airborne. It's already out there, no matter what you're going to do. And the guy from the CDC was saying that, it depends on how far this is mutated. Now, I agree, everybody should have a supply of food and all that for any kind of emergency.
Yes.
But I think some people are taking this to fear-mongering because, in the United States, one person dies every 37 seconds from a heart attack. Last year alone, 647,000 Americans died from a heart attack. You know, every year there's between 25 and 30,000 people that die from the flu alone.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You're absolutely right. Even in Arkansas. Because I have family members that live in Arkansas. They were telling us that the school shut down because of the flu. And this was just last week.
We have several places that have shut down that won't allow in the nursing homes right now nobody to go in or out because of the flu alone. Like I said, it's important to be washing your hands, keeping an eye out. But it depends on how far this is mutated. Even he said, we don't know how far this is mutated is what is the problem.
And you know, on top of that, Tucker was talking about one of the doctors that was that exposed all of this. He has died as well. And there's been doctors that's been treating patients, you know, having a mask on, and they have died as well. So I think you're right. I think it has mutated, and it is airborne. I think the main reason why people are afraid because, you know, not to say it's fear-mongering, But I think people are afraid because when you have something that's introduced as new and it just automatically start killing people, they don't know where the end of it is.
Right.
Yeah, because we're kind of used to the flu. Sorry, go ahead. Not that we're used
to
it.
No, I have to 100% agree with I agree with that. It's totally up to the individual. You know, you don't want to take this too lightly, but, you know, I mean, I know that if I found in my hometown, you know, people that with it, I'd be stuck having food on hand, you know, water and stuff like that. And I wouldn't be going out much. You know, the sad part about it is these masks are not working.
Yeah.
They're not doing nothing.
That's true. But, you know, I think Wuhan took it too lightly at first as well, though. I think they played it down until people started getting really, really sick. And then a panic started. And so it is important to still be prepared. If it can happen in China like that, it can happen here like that.
Yeah. And
so when you say don't play it down, I mean, you have to look at what's already happening in one country. We don't want that to happen here. And so you do need to be prepared.
No, we don't, you know, and
what happens if we get shut down?
They're doing what they can do. You know, you can't, once one person comes in contact, like, okay, on that cruise ship right now, that I just heard it tonight, and they were talking about that cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're in a confined space. They can't get off there. So the ones that weren't infected will be infected. And that's concerning because they don't know how, you know, they're saying, oh, after 14 days, well, do they know that for sure? I can understand where everybody's afraid. I mean, even the ones that are analyzing this virus are dropping dead behind their microscopes.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the difference between this and heart disease, right? I mean, it's actually getting spread.
Well,
it's spreading from person to person and no fault of their own.
It's not the difference from the flu either. You know, I've just heard several other shows that are just harping on this, oh, we're going to die, and if you don't, they're all lying to us. And there's a certain amount of discernment you must use, you know.
Well, yeah.
And just remember the Bible.
Let me jump in, because I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you because we started off the show. We didn't start off talking about it because we had another person calling because – I'm going to prepare. I'm going to do, just to give an example, I don't know if I'm going to get a paper cut before I'm done with this broadcast, but I have Band-Aids just in case.
I said that.
I mean, so it's about to bring awareness. None of us want it here. I'm pretty sure you don't want it. None of us want the flu. We don't want it, but we still have to just. We just need to be safe. We just need to be precautious. And just to kind of get another analogy on it, we've been too safe about the way the Democrats have been trying to run this country, and that's where we are today. And look how they're doing our children. Look how they're changing. They removed God from the schools. Look how they're attacking President Trump on this fraudulent information. It's because we've been too complacent.
Yeah, I would say this too. Our medical care is different than in China because they really don't care about their people. They're really not giving them the care. They weren't even giving the hospitals enough kits to test for the virus.
Yeah.
So also in that sense, it is different here in America. We do have better medical standards and we are better equipped to treat people.
Say it again.
Thank you for pointing that out, Shannon. I was going to just say that, you know,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, I just think it is frightening. Mm-hmm. You'd have to be silly not to be frightened.
Yeah.
You know,
but at the same time, we need to be prayerful. We need to trust in God. But and we have to do our part. I mean, because you want to take care of your family. I guarantee. I would imagine, you know, just having a small conversation with you, that you're going to do everything you can to take care of your family.
Oh, well, you better believe it.
Yes, I mean,
I've talked up on hand sanitizer
in
the whole nine yards.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
It's
better to have it and never even need it.
Yeah.
Instead of having little ones looking up at you, I'm hungry, mommy. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
And hey, buy those supplies like that because, you know, you don't know if your electricity is going to go out and you're going to be stuck in your house or wherever you are.
Yep, you don't know if you're going to be.
Not only that, but if you got it on hand,
Yeah, you don't know if you're in California, if you're going to be in an earthquake tomorrow. You don't know. We don't know. So there's nothing wrong with preparing. I'm not saying that we need to, you know, create these bunkers, you know. I'm not saying we need to go all right. extreme, but we should try to do something because we don't know. Because, like I said, if it hits America the way it hit China, my God.
Yeah, well, a nice thing about the supplies like we have on our website, unitedamerica.com, the supplies last for 25 years. They're good for 25 years. So you're looking at a long time.
Is that on your website?
Yes.
Yeah, unitedamericafirst.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull that up.
I'm going to have to get them,
yeah,
too.
If you go to unitedamericafirst.com, it's right there on top.
And, you know, and they just, and you're right. This nation has become too complacent in a ton of things. You know, as I said, I wasn't making it like a whole thing. I was just kind of saying that there's common sense, and then there's, because you don't want people panicked.
Yeah, yeah.
I
course,
agree with
course.
You. 100%.
I mean, I agree. That's like I said, that's why we didn't start off and say, everyone run to the hills, run to the hills. We talked about all this other crazy stuff, so.
Oh, I
love you from the Democrats, I think.
Well, yeah, well, we all need to run from the Democrats. So run from the Democrats. I'm going to say that one, because that one's really.
Especially in the great state of Somalia.
Yeah.
Where I'm from.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, you guys. God bless.
Have a great weekend.
All right. We got Marcy. Marcy from Texas. Hello, Marcy.
Hello, Will.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, listen. You're welcome. I wanted to tell y'all, I know that I don't want anybody to panic over this coronavirus either.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy on Pete Santilli this evening that talked all about the virus and how it's being handled in China and so on and so forth. And he gave some pretty gruesome statistics, but I don't think he said anyone in the United States have died from this yet. The doctor that died was in China.
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't believe it was the United States doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he did say that the people that were on the plane they brought into San Antonio, they brought them because they were Americans that were in China, and the embassies and American employees of different things over there. And so they brought them back to San Antonio to put them in the hospital in on the Air Force base. They're quarantined there. And what they do is they take your temperature every day. And if you somehow or another start to get infected before that you've got the virus, your temperature fluctuates, and it'll go either down real low or it'll go real high.
The one thing,
and,
that the lady that got it, where was it, in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, actually,
it was
her husband. She was, to my understanding, she was in China. She came back to America, and her husband got it from
and
her.
They didn't actually show signs until after she was here for 15 days. It was almost 20 days, and then she started showing signs. So, you know.
But she didn't die
14.
Yet, right?
No,
yeah.
She didn't.
No.
And that's what I was saying. We have better medical care here in America, and they're actually, I think, they really know how to build up people's immune system, and they're really taking care of the people. China just doesn't. They don't care. I mean, they're not even testing everybody properly. So
I mean, look at everything that they eat over there. I mean.
Right. That's another thing. They were talking about those open markets and the things that the people eat and stuff
yep.
like that.
Yep.
And what they've done is they've quarantined them to the house. And anybody that's got the virus, they lock them in their house or apartment or whatever they live in. And they either die or they live. They don't try to help them feed them. They don't try to help them get better. Their hospitals got full before they realized what was going on good, you know, and they did not take care, and they did not take it seriously, like you were saying earlier. They did not take it seriously to begin with.
Yeah.
But they said that there's some of the people that were so sick that this guy actually said they went into homes and actually just killed the people and put them in body bags and took them to the crematorium. And so, I mean, it's bad, and it's really bad in China. And like you said, we have better stuff here in the United States, and that's probably why they brought these Americans back here to treat them. I know the Air Force Base Hospital in San Antonio, I've been there,
mm-hmm.
and they take everything very seriously. And yes, everybody should have a food supply, and because of other things that are going on too, not just this virus deal.
Yeah, they were
They
were interviewing some of the
Americans
that were in China, and apparently, you know, they're quarantining everybody. The conditions that they were putting even the Americans in weren't very nice. And so they were, like, begging America, please come get us. And that's one reason why they evacuated them.
Yeah, I saw the video where there was a couple that was on one of the ships saying they were pleading President Trump, please get us off this ship. They were even, this was on Fox, and they were saying, can Sean Hannity help us? You know, they were pleading.
Yeah, they were on their honeymoon.
They were on their honeymoon. But the problem is they can't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're infected,
yeah.
they need to make sure that you're no longer carrying that, the virus or whatever it is before they let you just go out.
Yeah.
But my question is, and I was talking to the gentleman earlier, imagine how many people that are not saying something that are infected.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
that's not the case, but I can only imagine.
Right. That's why they should have a food supply, and they should have enough water and all that kind of stuff. I can't imagine that in the United States we're going to turn our water and electricity off because of a deal like this, you know. And if we've got a food supply in our home for a week or 2 weeks or a month or whatever you feel that's necessary for you, then, you know, and like you said, they'll shut down grocery stores or they'll figure, I don't know what they'll do. We've never had an outbreak that's like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's one thing for like the flu, because then they can shut down the school, going with rubbing alcohol, clean everything down. Give people antibiotics and keep nursing them until they get better. But when this is killing people and they don't have something that can actually, you know, remove this virus, it puts people on the edge. That's it. And at the same time, we don't need to say everyone's going to die. Well, actually, everyone is. It's just not, you know, we just don't want to happen through
this
virus.
Might not be
the
coronavirus.
Yeah.
Right. Another thing is that ammonia will kill the coronavirus. And some woman called Pete this evening on his show, and she said that it actually says that on the ammonia bottle when you buy it.
Yeah, I saw
it. It actually says that. Yeah, I was like, wow.
Wait, says it'll kill the
coronavirus?
Yeah, actually someone actually took a picture and were pointing at it. I've seen that.
That's so interesting.
Yes. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do, the precautions you can take, but not to panic, but, take all the precautions. Wash your hands. Be careful where you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And but not to panic, you know, and I hate for people to get so scared to death. There's one man that has it, and he said, lock me in my house. He's in the United States. He said, lock me in my house. I've had the flu before, and if I die here by myself, that's fine. But if I don't, that's fine. He said, I had the flu, and when I did it, I took care of myself, and I drank hot toddies, which is, you know, supposed to help you with the flu. I don't know if that helps, but he thought it did. And I remember when I was a kid, if I got the flu, my daddy would make me a little cup, just a little T90 cup of, he would mix whiskey and honey,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember what else was in it. And he would heat it up. And he would make me a hot toddy. And he would, even as a child, I'm serious, even as a little child, he gave me these little tiny cups. They were like about the size of a little pill cup or something like that that you have. And he would give me just that much, and it would just like knock me out, of course. And he would, and I would wake up the next day, and I was a lot better. My fever would break and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the old guy, this guy's old, and he has a good point there, and he's treated himself for flu before. Now, we don't know what his condition he's in by now, you know, but he didn't want to go to a hospital. He said, no, if I'm going to the hospital, I'm going to infect other people.
Oh, wow.
And I'm also, you know, everybody else is there that's sick, and that's just not, that's not where I want to be. Just leave me here at home. And so his family honored that. Like I said, I don't know what condition he's in now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I guess the biggest problem is the respiratory distress that
yeah.
it puts on you. So.
Yeah.
It's going
to be pretty rough. You just have to be careful. Like a really bad flu season, and you just got to take all the precautions, and like you said, there's better medicine here in the United States, the stuff that they can give you, like Tamiflu and stuff like that. Not just that, but, you know, stuff that you can do that they don't have access to in China. They eat bats and snakes and all
yeah.
kinds of
They also eat rats. Yes. And let me say this, too.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was watching the World Health Organization, they were saying
yeah.
this is the third strand of the coronavirus. So it's not
really.
Yeah, this is the third strand of the coronavirus. And this one really has them concerned.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, Will. And I appreciate you guys. I hate to hear people panicking. About
yeah, we don't
it,
need
you know?
To panic, but we still need to take precaution on everything that we're doing. So.
Right. And be prepared, exactly. Okay, hon, thank you. Good night.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, everyone, thank you so much. We're at the end of the hour. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you for all of the ones that joined us in this broadcast. You are the sponsor. You are the sponsors of the broadcast. There's a little join button down there. I think it's right there or either right there. I'm not sure. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you for being brave enough to hit that share button. I'm kind of weary. I'm thinking about changing the broadcast time to an earlier time. So if you like to see it a little bit earlier, please let us know in the comments. Put it in the comment section that the time would be a lot better for you. We're thinking about doing it 5 o'clock Central, possibly. That would be 3 o'clock California time. So we're thinking about changing the broadcast time so that way we can because it gets pretty late pretty quick here and trying to do work, and it's keeping me up late, and I need to get up early. Okay, with that said, I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless our President Donald J. Trump. Good night.